This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into the 11 a.m. hour of the Tobin and Leroy Show. Dono in for Tobin today. We got Leroy, we got Vlad, we got Jay Fig in the building. So, Leroy, I was careful today. I said 11 a.m. hour.
Yes.
Is there anything the starting quarterback of the Miami Dolphins can do tonight to earn his hour back for tomorrow's show?
No,
can
no.
We give it to him.
It's not going even.
Tonight?
It is not. Here. It is not even on the docket until they get to 500.
Okay. So they got to win, what, four?
500.
No, no, I'm going to tell you this. No. Dono?
Yeah.
If they beat the Ravens and Buffalo Bills, it will be up for discussion.
That's what I'm saying. I probably won't be here for the shows that come after that next game, but I will be tuning in that day.
That would be three and I will in a hear, row. That would be three wins in a row.
Against two playoff teams.
And then you win. I don't know if the Ravens are playoff.
Well, no, they were playoff teams last year. We don't know what they're going to be this year. Yeah.
But I'm just saying you beat Lamar Jackson.
Might be a playoff team.
And you beat Josh Allen. So that's two big wins against two of the top five quarterbacks in the game. It might be up for discussion.
Let's not discount the streaky nature of this franchise. I mean, last season they were the first team in NFL history to have a 7-game losing streak and a 7-game winning streak in the same year. So don't rule it out. Nobody's ruling it out.
We're just saying you just asked the question. When is it considered? Yeah. Smith and Smolik said, "Bro, you know how old you got to be to say I was reading the TV?" Because I said when they go. Dono just said that, and I was like, I was reading the TV, and that's when I just saw it. I wasn't really listening.
Was that the part about Coach O that he wanted that LSU job?
Yeah, no, it was the part about the AD or the athletic
Texas
director
A&M.
Doing Texas A&M.
I mean, if you're an athletic director and the governor of your state when you work at a state institution and the governor is openly feuding with you, that's not a good sign for your job security. Like, that can't be a good feeling.
Especially when he appoints the board.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you're an AD and the governor says, I'm not going to let the AD of that school hire their next football coach. We're going to go around him with a board of people that I appoint.
No, you got to leave.
That's not a good sign.
You got to leave. You got to leave.
You're fighting fire with fire. So now you're going to fire the AD and pay him?
No, you got to.
You see what I'm saying?
That AD buyout doesn't slap the same way that
AD,
the Brian Kelly buyout does, though.
You think there's an AD buyout?
Yeah.
I think there's an AD buyout.
And all of that, if you sign a contract, right?
Yeah.
And you get fired before you still owe the contract. That is for everybody except the players.
Right. Yeah, because the players, it's marketing deals, NIL, so it's not.
Well, it's not even that. I'm talking about even in pro sports. Like, I'm playing for – so for example.
It's buyouts.
Tyreek Hill has no guaranteed money after this year.
Oh, in the NFL maybe.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, in the NBA.
There's no guarantee.
Like in the NBA.
He has no more. He has no more guarantee.
The NBA,
NBA has guaranteed baseball, money.
They got, yeah.
So, but I'm saying in football, right, Tyreek Hill has, so that big contract he signed, he has no more guaranteed money after this year, which means they'll probably do something, renegotiate it or what have you. But if Mike McDaniel goes, he just signed an extension, he get all that money.
Yeah.
So, like Tua, after next year, Tua has no more guaranteed money. So, like, while everybody talking about $50 million a year, he basically got a three-year, $140 million contract.
So, with that being said, if the season still goes, you know, down the drain, you could draft yourself a quarterback. Just lose a, just, you know, let him learn.
You,
the year,
but Vlad, Tua, and then, Vlad, you know, you're, here's, you're the off this. Here's the problem with that. The biggest problem with all that is this.
Fernando Mendoza.
That you have so many spots to fill. To draft a guy to sit doesn't make your team better.
Well, not maybe. Okay, hold on. You don't have to. He doesn't necessarily have to sit a whole year. You could let him just sit like three, four games.
But
Jackson Dart. You could do Russell and Jackson Dart.
Okay, but here. That, but wait, why?
I think
Vlad,
if you Vlad, get a new
Vlad,
GM, though,
if you don't you have, get, if you don't have the infrastructure around a quarterback. Have you not seen all the young quarterbacks playing for different teams because they didn't have the infrastructure to be able to develop for a certain team?
Leroy, all right. No. Let me clarify this by saying I'm thinking this is, there's going to be a new regime.
Okay. So,
exactly. So, and if you have a new regime, they're going to want to get their quarterback.
But not – you're still – with all the areas to fill, I get what you're saying. With all the needs that this team will have after the season, if you can get filled two or three needs or get a quarterback that's going to either sit or you're going to end up paying two quarterbacks $70 million, right? Are you helping your team or hurting your team?
You're setting the table for the future.
No. Oh, you're not. If you're setting it – if you were setting the table for the future, you'd be getting the infrastructure around the quarterback so that when you draft the quarterback, he can play.
I'm going to get that quarterback.
Okay.
I'm going to get the quarterback.
All right. This might not be the best year to get a quarterback.
But here's the issue.
Maybe next
year's
better
issue.
Anyway.
With all the examples that we have of guys or teams or organizations that said, I'm going to go get that quarterback – and the quarterback end up doing terrible because you got nothing around him, we're still going to go that route?
But you got things around.
You don't have an offensive line.
I mean, you've never had an offensive
line.
Okay.
Last week.
All right. Okay. Like
you've never had an offensive line when you were good.
Okay.
Jonah had his best game. Patrick Paul looks
good.
I know.
I do believe these guys are going to get better. I'm not saying that. I said, but it's twofold. Tua has guaranteed money, right? If I have a high draft pick and I can get more picks and fill a two or three needs,
how you getting more
do
picks?
I have to get a quarterback?
How are you getting these more picks?
Because if you have a high pick,
if you have
a, you can trade down.
So you would take?
No, I wouldn't take a quarterback.
So if you had a fifth pick?
Right. I wouldn't take a quarterback. I'd trade down and get more picks.
And what if you can't trade down?
Then – best player available. If it's a quarterback, then it won't be for lack
you
of not to, trying.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out. Okay, fine. I know they need a
but
lot.
But do you understand how, like, it almost makes the situation worse? You understand what I'm saying? So if you draft a quarterback and you haven't done anything around the quarterback, that means the offensive line. You got a running game. Who's going to play opposite Waddle, right? What are you going to do on the defense? The young guys are coming along, but you got some guys who are getting older, and you got to get some other guys to in the secondary, right?
So you want me to do all those things to build around Tua? Who
no,
now
I'm
we
not.
Don't fully believe in.
Here's
right?
No, here's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you draft a quarterback at that moment in time, right, and you don't do the other things, right? And that quarterback isn't playing right away, or he is playing right away, and you got $50 million sitting on the bench, it looks worse. to have that much money invested in one position.
So we got to fix everything else first.
You don't know. I didn't say that.
Because here's the thing I'm saying. Okay, people are saying this is not a great draft, a quarterback draft in 26. Yeah, but does that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, cool. But are you telling me your guys are going to be that bad in 26 to be able to draft in the top five for a quarterback in 27?
No.
Okay, I'm then. Not. So if you're going to, if there's a possibility that you might be in the top five this year. So if you're going
to
need
Fernando Mendoza's from Miami, he'd love to come back home. Columbus High. He probably grew up going to the stadium.
But do you understand if you have that much money invested at one position, it's going to take even that much longer to get to a point at everywhere else that you can be competitive.
I got Mendoza. If, say, the Dolphins had a chance to draft Mendoza, I would have Mendoza in a rookie deal. I've only got two for one more year.
But it's still a lot of money invested in one position.
Fam, I messed up already. I effed up. Chris Greer effed up.
Okay.
So guess what? I got to eat that now. But if I can eat that for one more year and get the what could be a my franchise quarterback on a rookie deal, I will consider that very heavy.
I would say, in all fairness, if I could get draft picks, because you're stuck with Tua for another year. Okay.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. And so however you want to do it, okay, that's fine. But if you draft another quarterback and don't do anything to improve the rest of the team, regardless of who's the quarterback, you're still in the same boat. And so now we're going to have another Daniel Jones situation where now this dude is playing as a young quarterback behind garbage or behind development, and then we're going to say, this guy sucks too. Let's go get another quarterback. The cycle always tends to follow bad decisions with bad organizations. The same decision over and over again. You go New York. Let's go Indy. Let's go. We know the situations.
Indy looking good now.
Yeah, but guess what? With whose quarterback? Because they have the infrastructure. They are awesome in the front defensive line and offensive line. They have a hell of a running back, and they got weapons outside, including a beast of a tight end. Okay? That infrastructure was there. So when you bring Daniel Jones in, that guy is stepping into a situation he never had in New York because, your dumbass got rid of Saquon Barkley, and the only good year he had was when Saquon Barkley was running.
So. Hold on, let me sneak in some headlines here. Let me sneak in some headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. So Tua will try to start earning his hour back tonight when the Dolphins host the Baltimore Ravens, 8:15 p.m. We're gonna have Game Day Uncensored pregame edition, which I think I'm co-hosting. I'm going to try to weasel my way out of that because I want to take a nap later today. But I think I'm co-hosting that
nap
with Solana later today.
Hey, as the veteran of the group, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing wrong with a good nap. That nap.
I'm telling you.
You know what I put on the TV to nap?
What's that?
Golf. You know why?
Oh, for sure.
Because no matter when I get up, they gonna catch me up to what's going on, so I don't miss nothing.
That's better than life.
It's like I didn't realize like when I agreed to do, and I love doing this show, but when I agreed to also do the Game Day Uncensored pregame, I didn't really think it through. 8 hours of radio plus I've got to do three different podcasts today, so it's like I don't know what I'm gonna eat lunch or sleep today. So I'm gonna try to weasel my way out of that.
I ain't letting you slide on this. You are next to your refrigerator.
it's down the hall.
He's making it sound like he over here slumming like us, eating cookies, Vlad.
No, I know, man.
Yeah, the fridge is a hallway away.
By the way, these scavengers, man, they just annihilated all the candy, bro.
I know, dude.
Really?
You don't understand. Wait,
Junior Mints. Who wants Junior Mints?
Do you understand how big the bag of candy I brought in?
Yeah. Oh, that was your candy that you brought in?
I brought it. No, here's what I do every year, Vlad, because, you know, people. First of all, the people around this building don't understand Leroy, right? If I eat a piece of your candy, I'm going to fill up your whole bucket. So the next time I come and eat your cake. So I came in on Monday with a bag about this big. And I went around and got buckets for every studio, every office, and I filled them up with candy. Right?
Mm-hmm. Everyone. Well, you're like the Santa Claus of Halloween.
Dude, I can't find the buckets nothing. Anywhere. There's no buckets anywhere.
No, I know.
Because
Jennifer, we got the secret stash.
Oh, you got to let me know.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I know what's up. So, yeah. So, I take care. It's just like I use creamer, right? I brought two or three creamers, put it in a little thing, you know what I'm saying? Or the person's creamer that I take. Right.
Okay.
Unlike some people we know who I ain't going to mention no names, Joe Oof. Rose, just use up everybody creaming.
I mean, I was barking. You didn't have to say
that. I knew that was coming. I was the hard call out.
Yeah.
By the way, during Dolphins Ravens tonight, which starts at 8:15, we will also have the Miami Heat taking on the San Antonio Spurs on the road. That'll be an 8:30 p.m. tip-off time. And fellas, Two days ago, after that 18-inning win for the Dodgers, it feels like so far away now.
You said it. They
said it. The Blue Jays have won two straight, 6-1 last night. They got the 3-2 series lead. They are a victory away from being World Series champs.
I told you guys.
You think this going to seven?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Your motto's that good, but Toronto's going to be so electric.
I think the next game's Friday, right? They're off
tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. The only thing that could jinx it if Drake's there.
Yeah, for sure. And Drake is already talking trash to L.A., so he's probably already jinxed it.
All they got to do when he go back to L.A. is just play They Not Like Us.
I mean, he's not probably going to come back to L.A. anytime soon. But But I'm just saying, yes. This happened in 2018 when they beat the Red Sox. They won that 18 inning, and then they just lost the rest of the series. So, Vlad Guerrero, baby.
Oh, my goodness. He swings just like his dad, too, just hard.
Yeah, he does.
Like, the bat is moving so fast that you go, how did he make that good of contact with the baseball?
Yeah. All right, let's get to our weather report, sponsored by Chill Zone AC.
Dude,
featuring what?
What memo did you get that requires you to give that many weather updates?
Am I not supposed to do it every hour?
Just once a show.
I don't get memos, bro.
Once a show.
Really?
You giving us 17 weather updates. The weather ain't changed from the last time you did it. We just got here.
Honest mistake. I thought I was supposed to do a weather update every hour with the headlines. I'm not?
No. No.
So you're going to deprive the people of 76 degrees and clear skies.
Let me explain. That's why I give that good weather report for the whole day.
Man, I'm getting yelled at by the doctor in the chat. Doctor upstairs, downstairs. And Timbo Slice is saying, don't yell at me. My wife already yelled at me this morning for eating too many snacks in the house.
Really?
Snacks that were supposed to be for our son. Yeah. I got rid of the riot act.
You know what?
Those snacks are mine.
My daughter made me a shirt. And you know what it says? Daddy tax. Daddy tax. Dad tax.
I need one of those.
So, like, I'm just telling you right now. If I should happen to go in the refrigerator and I see a tasty treat or something like that, I'm dad taxing it.
Yeah. I mean, like, child would not be here if not for you.
No, but they say, who ate my? I said, I did. Why? I said, because you were just leasing my refrigerator. That's why.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm going to have to use that. All right, so no weather report. I apologize for doing too many weather reports. We continue 11 a.m. hour of the Tobin and Leroy Show, FM 104.3 WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.